For the Thunder Base and Bolt, it has been a helter-skelter season. It's been a season with some nice wins, mixed in with some tough, ugly losses. One of those tough losses came 2 weeks ago at Thunder Basin Stadium when the Kelly Walls Trojans came in with their physical brand of football and beat the Bolts 21-7 on their home field. That night, it was a battle. Tonight, it will be war in Casper. As only one team will be able to continue battling and continue marching toward a state championship. Tonight, while one team searches for its first playoff win in 7 years, another will look to get its first ever playoff win. In moments live in Casper, it's all on the line. It's do or die. It's number 4, Kelly Walsh. It's number 5, Thunder Basin. And it's next. Kelly Walsh looking to strike first in this opening round playoff game. It is twilight in Casper, Wyoming. On a chilly night, we're in the high 30s, first and 10. Here's the pitch play. Spiegelberg on a sweep right. Cuts back left, 15. Now down the right sideline, 10. Still on his feet, 5. And he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Kelly Walsh. Brock Spiegelberg on a sweep from 26 yards out. That is Spiegelberg's 17th rushing score of the season. He is second in that category. And the Trojans have an early 6-0 advantage. 7:28 left first quarter. This will be a 31-yard attempt. It will be his longest ever. Keaton Wilkerson to hold. This is a chance to get Thunder Basin on the board. They trail 7-0. 31-yard attempt, snap down, the kick is up, it's got a chance, and it is good! A tie, 31, nails it through, and the Bolts are on the board. 5:01 to play, first quarter. Kelly Walsh, 7, Thunder Basin, 3. Two receivers to each side, pistol formation for Keaton Wilkerson and company. The D-back is Clemenson. First down and 10 for the 17. Wilkerson on an option play, keeps the football, cuts back right. He lost it, he fumbles it, and I believe Kelly Walsh recovers. No signal yet, and they're still talking about it. And now a late flag comes down. A late flag down, still no signal. Kelly Walsh has the football. And they'll spot it at the Thunder Basin 22-yard line. Well, this Trojan football team, they have now forced 28 turnovers. That's best in the state. McComb under center. Quarterback sneak. McComb dives ahead. Second effort. And he's in there. Touchdown, Trojans.
Touchdown,
Cage McComb.
Number 16, Cage McComb.
His 7th rushing touchdown of the season, his 14th overall score of the year. And the Trojans extend its lead to 13-3. 9:47 to play. Quarter number 2. 13-3 Kelly Walsh time and score brought to you by Security State Bank. Kelly Walsh will bring in a tight end, Joey Kyle. Second down and 20, back from the 10-yard line for the Trojans. Whitley, the receiver on the near side. Cage McComb under center, single back formation, three-step drop. Fires down the left sideline, he's got a man pass. Caught! Polly down the midfield. 45-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Kelly Walsh.
Kelly Walsh!
That one from 90 yards out. Three receivers for the Bolts. Two backs. Pistol formation. Hamilton gets the snap. Five-step drop. Fires in the flats. Caught by Clemenson. And he is drilled. Back at the 35. Goodness gracious. Taylor Mays popped him, and Clemenson trying to get up. He's on his hands and knees. And they're going to have to check on Austin there. Fourth and goal from the five. Another big red zone stop for Kelly Walsh as far as Thunder Basin getting six is concerned. The Bolts, however, can make this a two-possession game with 8:57 left in the third quarter. Aton Ferdiwan will kick it here. It is a 22-yard attempt. He is three for his last five. Wilkerson to hold. The kick is up after the snap. It's got a chance, and it is good. Aton Ferdiwan hits it through. He's two for three tonight. 8:53 to play in the third quarter. Kelly Walsh, 20. Thunder Basin, 6. 6:02 to play in the game. Bolts quick to the line. Wilkerson under center. First down and goal from the 8-yard line. Wilkerson gets a snap. It's a fade route down the left sideline. Pass is caught. Touchdown, Trent Johnson.
Pass is complete to number 7, Trenton Johnson.
Wilkerson threw it into the bucket of Trent Johnson's arms, and the Bolts aren't done yet. They trail 23-12 with 5:53 to play in this game. Here's a give to Polly. Polly, the fullback, stiffs on a man down the right sideline, 10, barrels over a man, 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans.
Touchdown, Kelly Walsh.
DeVita Polly Polly will pretty much seal the deal.
Number 14,
and the Trojans lead it 29-12 with 3:22 to play. Well, I'm sure the mood on the far sideline for the Bolts tough right now. Seniors on this squad realizing they're probably playing their final high school football game ever, maybe their final football game at all ever. Well, the Bolts finished their regular season 5-4. Kelly Walsh finished its regular season 6-3. And Kelly Walsh is going to now move to 7-3 and get their third straight victory. It's their second straight win over Thunder Basin in 3 weeks. They just need to run 20 seconds off the clock. I presume they will go to their victory formation. 30-12, Kelly Walsh on top. They lead by 18. They beat the Bolts by 14 the first time around 2 weeks ago in Gillette. Cage McComb kneels the football. What a gutsy performance by him, Spiegelberg, Caden Curry, Tavita Polly-Polly, and a few other Trojan players. This team does not beat themselves. They play well as a unit, and today they come together. And the Kelly Walsh Trojans will win their first playoff game since 2009 as they defeat the Thunder Basin Bolts 30-12. Well, Thunder Basin loses tonight. It brings an end to their 2017 season. They finish 5-5. They're out there on the field. Whole team talking with the coaches. I'm sure there's some emotion out there. As on one side, you have the jubilation of Kelly Walsh winning its first playoff game in a while. And on the other side, you have the agony of a lot of seniors who will never play the game of football again, or they'll never play a high school football game again. But in this year of first, a lot of high notes for Thunder Basin. New coach, new school, new year. And you know what? They finished their regular season with a winning record. There's a lot of positives to take away from this 2017 season.